I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to The Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top picks from last night's lineup. Today's theme: comics say this is how Trump will destroy North Korea. Trump's first UN speech included some intimidating language, and while the president didn't give specifics about how he'd destroy North Korea, James Corden and Jimmy Fallon say his plan may look similar to what he's done in the US. Seth Meyers shows us how Trump's nickname for Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man, reveals his entire approach to foreign policy. Jimmy Kimmel and Jim Jeffries join in.
Some big news out of New York. The United Nations has gathered this week, and all of the world leaders are there for the General Assembly. Now, this morning, Donald Trump went to the UN headquarters to give a speech, or as Trump calls it, an in-person tweet talk.
As President Trump gave his big speech at the UN General Assembly today, and at one point, he threatened to totally destroy North Korea. Yeah, he said he has a good plan to do it, too. He's going to run for president of North Korea. So that's what he's already got the hats made. He's got the hats made and everything.
I'm pretty sure this was the first time any world leader ever said anything like this at the United Nations.
The United States and our allies are working together throughout the Middle East to crush the loser terrorists and stop the reemergence of safe havens.
Loser terrorists. I know loser's a word you use to describe your sister's fiance, not terrorists. It's loser's how Biff insulted Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
During his address to the UN today, President Trump referred to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Even worse, he referred to nuclear missiles as boom boom sticks.
Folks, the Rocket Man has boom boom sticks, and there's a good chance we're all gonna go kablooey.
During the speech, Trump threatened to, quote, totally destroy North Korea. Which, I know, well, I think it can only mean one thing. Guys, it means he's gonna run for president of North Korea. Kind of good news.
He said Kim Jong-un was a rocket man on a suicide mission. And, you know, if you want to insult Kim Jong-un, maybe don't make it sound like he's an action-packed new movie franchise. Just call him Lil' Kim, you know? That's good enough. I don't know.
As you would imagine, Trump's speech was kind of colorful, especially when he addressed the assembled countries as future Trump hotel locations.
Trump's speech actually got off to a nice start, though. He began by welcoming all the world leaders to New York City. And when he was finished his speech, he said, now go home. And you go, oh, that's...
You can't call someone Rocket Man in the same speech where you're threatening to launch rockets. That makes you both Rocket Men. You're all Rocket Men.
Look, maybe you regret it now, but when you shook hands with Chuck and Nancy, you actually pushed the conversation about immigration reform further along than Congress alone ever would have. Maybe Trump can do some real good. It's time to show the world that Trump has changed. And what better place to do that than in front of the entire United Nations this morning?
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
There he is! He's back! If you were waiting for Trump to change, I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, tell us which jokes are your favorite from today's show.